Commentary on Story Number 27, Interchange. This story relates how one person may function in making a determination. The determination is based on an assessment. In this case, the assessment of the people involved. And rather than rely on a direct assessment, that is, an inner knowing of what the condition of the individuals were, this particular person working in the field of guidance and assistance determined that for him at that time and with these people, he would give them an opportunity to actually demonstrate to him what their condition was in the area of understanding outer events and observing what took place. Now, the ultimate goal for the person, whether it was for this specifically in terms of teaching, to see which people he needed to work with or rely on or whatever that case may be, or if it was something else in terms of a larger plan or work, is not very important. Nor is it very important whether the dervish actually set something up with the so-called total stranger to approach him and do what he did, or whether he was just waiting for the appropriate time to make the demonstration and therefore get the reactions and the assessment. What is important is that this was a means of actually doing the test. And one of the things that's done many times in the guidance process is to give people opportunities to grow, to give them tests. And the tests can be done for many different purposes. One of the byproducts of this test obviously would have been that when the dervish chose the people who he assumed or he assessed to be more capable, more able to understand, then it would have been an opportunity for those who were not chosen to reassess their own understanding and then to be able to work on those factors. One of the things that's interesting in the story itself is that the dervish did first allow the people to have their own discussions without interjecting anything into it. In this manner, he was able to again observe what was taking place. He was also able to provide a learning situation or potential learning situation for the people who were interacting so that they could observe each other and they could also gain from the assessments or the attitudes that the other people had. Another thing that is interesting in this story, second aspect, is in the terms of the dervish's actions, is that he allowed several days to go forward, to take place, before actually telling them what their conclusions had been. This gives an opportunity for an assimilation of the effect that was taking place as a result of this particular action of the fish and the cloth, and then the verbal assessment by these people. The reason why there wasn't anything immediately done was because it was active at that time. And the dervish, assumedly working as a real worker and observer, was monitoring this. And when it no longer needed to be active and had been absorbed or assimilated or discarded, and many times what's taking place is that people will leave something and just discard it and not pay any more attention to it, even though it could be valuable to do so. But in other words, when the activity ceases, at that point is a time where an outer assessment can be made, and that is unless something else needs to be interjected to keep the process going on. So the Dervis waited several days, and then he asked them, "What are your conclusions?" Again, waiting this time to give the people an opportunity to actually draw conclusions, and then evaluate again their reactions, their understanding, their consciousness, because a person can get an immediate sense or reaction or intuition, but it may take several days more for it to actually firm up. And finally, when after the people had given them their assessment, it was at that time that the dervish told him what the actual purpose of the interchange was that took place. So this is a good example contained within this little story of how a real worker can act, how a person can either establish, set up circumstances, or utilize outer circumstances for the purpose of going further and for the purposes of teaching and guiding and then evaluating and then using people in the appropriate manner. This is the end of this commentary.